time where you felt stuck, like you just couldn't move forward on a particular project that you've been spending all your time on? If so, this video is for you and pretty much every other person in the world, because this seems like a common issue. What's up, my good vibe DJ tribe? This week's Ask Kilma question comes from Miss Sullivan's, and she had to say, I'm totally stuck on my introduction vlog. I've written scripts, practiced, and filmed, but I'm still feeling unhappy with the finished product. I'm trying to use it as a way to promote myself, but I'm no expert on the topic, and I worry people won't get it. Can you help? I think this is something that a lot of us can relate to, including myself. It's that failure to launch. Maybe we want a perfect product that everybody likes, but at the end of the day, we're not all gonna dig the same things. So what do we do? How do we build confidence and move forward in that project? Number one, reverse engineer the way you're doing it. Right now, you're stuck on the introduction part of your vlog. Right now would be a great time to take a step back and start putting your focus on the content you're going to be talking about on the vlog. Think of it this way. If you're writing a biography, you're not writing a short story on things that you're going to accomplish. It's things that you've already accomplished. So by focusing on the content, suddenly you build the introduction vlog based on that. Number two, perfectionism is a form of procrastination. So the plus side to never releasing any material, mixes, statements on Facebook, a video, photo, you name it, is that you're not really open to any criticism. But the thing is, that feedback can be incredibly helpful in learning how to be a better DJ, a better vlogger, a better business owner. If you take a look at any great DJ or producer or vlogger, and you look at their early material, you're going to notice it might not be the best DJ mix out there. I mean, look at these world famous vloggers. A lot of them, myself included, but I'm not famous, have awkward first videos. They might not make much sense, but as you see the progression go along, you notice these people get better and better at what they're doing. So you're really going to have to set aside the perfectionism and work towards just putting yourself out there and getting uncomfortable. Number three, give yourself permission to record these videos, to release these videos. You gotta give yourself permission. Here's the thing, you're not practicing medicine. You're not giving mechanical advice for somebody's vehicle. You're just sharing your thoughts and opinions based on your knowledge base and experience, and that's okay. Did you know that you do not need a degree in journalism to release an article? I should know. So give yourself permission to go ahead and do it anyways. Just start with where you're at, regardless of your knowledge base. Number four, build your confidence. The best way that you can do this is to learn all you can about the topic you want to talk about. This is super easy to do. All you have to do is do a Google search, check out the articles, check out the videos on the topic, read a book about it. I mean, look at women like Mel Robbins, who wrote the book, The 5 Second Rule. She did a very popular TED Talk where she talked about the 5 Second Rule. She didn't know how it worked, but people were so interested in it, they wanted to learn more. What did she do? Educate herself. And then she wrote a freaking book, an amazing book that talked about why it worked. Based on science. It may be initially uncomfortable at first because you're putting yourself out there, you're being vulnerable. That is brave, that takes guts. But what can you start doing today to make that happen? One, set a goal, have a timeline, plan based on that timeline. You say, eventually I would like to release this vlog, it's never gonna happen. But if you say, I'm gonna release a vlog every 2 weeks, then you can start planning for it, meaning Monday to Friday, you're learning about the subject matter, maybe 15 minutes every day taking notes. On Saturday, you record a 3 to 5 minute video. On Sunday, you edit the video so that you can put it out on Monday. If you tell yourself that you're gonna release a vlog in 2 months, guess what? You're gonna take 2 months to record that vlog. So maybe what you need to do right now is to actually set a goal and timeline and plan around it so that you can start releasing this material now. And then in, 2 months from now, you've built enough content to create that introduction track. Or maybe you get inspired and you're like, hey, I'm super comfortable with what I'm doing and I know what direction I wanna go, and you just record that introduction video. For the rest of you watching, have you experienced this failure to launch? What was that about? What was it? A DJ mix? The launch of your website? Let us know in the comments below. And as always, send your Ask Kelma questions on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Hashtag Ask Kelma.